This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the August 2nd podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pinchem. I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. The topics covered in this week's podcast are vascular disorders and Chiari malformation. An institutional series and literature review of pile arteriovenous fistulas in the pediatric population. A clinical article by Peter Madsen and colleagues. Pile arteriovenous fistulas are a rare form of cerebrovascular disease that are overrepresented in the pediatric population. They remain a potentially life-threatening condition despite advances in treatment. Therefore, a review of cases from a tertiary referral center and a review of the literature were performed to better delineate this clinical entity. 5 cases were included for the institutional series, representing 3 males and 2 females with a mean age of 1.9 years. All patients were primarily treated with embolization, with 4 patients achieving complete obliteration of the fistula and either a good overall performance or only minor disability at follow-up. 1 patient died of congestive heart failure. A literature review identified data on 147 patients with intracranial pile arteriovenous fistulas. Their mean age was 5 years. The most common presenting symptom was seizure. Patients were most commonly treated with embolization, and the majority of patients had no complications and excellent neurological outcomes. Analysis of patient data suggested that a younger age at diagnosis, or presence of intracerebral hemorrhage, or congestive heart failure at presentation, predicts a worse prognosis. Also, older patients with this condition seem more likely to present with hemorrhage, whereas younger patients seem to present more often with heart failure. Medical management of eosinophilic meningitis following bovine graft duroplasty for Chiari malformation type 1 repair. A case report by Adam Ostendorf and Anne Connolly. Duroplasty using bovine tissue grafts is not uncommon in the pediatric neurosurgical population. Eosinophilic meningitis can occur in the setting of foreign bodies within the CNS. Previous case reports have documented eosinophilic meningitis associated with bovine tissue dural grafts, a failed response to a short course of corticosteroids, and subsequent resolution following surgical removal of the graft material. The authors of this case describe a 7-year-old girl who underwent bovine tissue duroplasty for the treatment of symptomatic Chiari malformation type 1. Eosinophilic meningitis developed, but she achieved a full recovery after treatment with corticosteroids. The authors suggest that a longer course of immunosuppressive therapy may be required while host tissue replaces that of the bovine graft. This report features a potential therapeutic approach with results similar to and a lower morbidity than surgical management. Thank you for listening. To read all of the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.